Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, the internet, and welcome to another edition of I'm Gonna Fight 'Em Off, a Trending Nation Army by the Zeit Stripes. Couldn't hold me back, or whatever the lyrics are, but you get it. Shout out to Roy the Scrivener for that one. I'm Miles. I'm here with Super Do, Anna Hosnier. Hello, Anna. There you are again. Without you, would never fail to bring your A game, A voice to the pod. And it's time to tell everybody what is trending today on Thursday, July 29th. First up, ScarJo is trending because Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney because she's basically saying because they put Black Widow on streaming and shit, she missed out on a lot of money. And she's trying. She said apparently she didn't want to do this, but I guess all the options have been exhausted. So now she is formally suing Disney. But the whole, I guess, crux of this suit is that the contract that she signed with Disney says that the movie would be released exclusively in theaters. So Disney violates it by the second they put it on streaming. And the other thing they're saying is that like this actually probably helped Disney because if they put it on a streaming platform, that probably got them additional subscribers who wanted to watch the film. And then essentially that means less people went to the theaters to pay for their tickets. That would have gone straight into Scarlett's pocket. It grossed $80 million the opening weekend, and then another $78 million overseas, and then $60 million from home purchases on the streaming platform. So like other studios apparently, like to get around this, because this isn't the first time someone's been like, okay, we're just going to do this on streaming. They apparently have added compensation to make up for the back end losses that they had. But I can only imagine what she thought she was going to make, because I'd imagine this was all pre-pandemic. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah, baby. When this another MCU film, I'll retire after this.
I have some thoughts. First, is this the last? Because I understand, spoiler alert,
Spoiler alert for what? Black Widow?
Of everything going on in Marvel.
Okay, I'm assuming this is
Johan. What's her name? Scarlett's last movie.
Oh, right, because didn't they say that the character got right?
based on my understanding, I have seen them. No memory of if she's dead or not. Mm-hmm. So sorry, half spoiler. I don't remember. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Hard to say.
The worst kind of spoiler. You're like, have you seen The Sixth Sense? Dude, I think he was dead the whole time. Yeah. I can't remember. You're like, dude, what?
Honestly, hard to say. So much goes on in those movies. And now that they're releasing the TV shows, all sorts of outs of orders. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But based on my understanding, this must be her last one if she's coming for Disney.
Right.
Because
right.
You don't just come, like, you don't bite the hand that feeds you like that unless you're like, well, that's that. Because I can't imagine Disney's going to respond amicably as Disney is classically known to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for such a happy place, you know, Mickey's up there like, you know what? She's dead to us.
Yeah.
And so,
she's done.
She'll never act in this business again unless it's if it's a person of color, then sure, we'll cast her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing a reboot of Mulan with ScarJo. Mickey, please stop.
I love problematic
Mickey. What's the problem?
Why is everyone so sensitive these days?
Come on, you know the era I came from. Shit was wild. Shit's still wild. Why am I going to change?
I'm just a product of my generation. Back off.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this fucking cancel culture's out of control. Oh my God. Okay, Mickey. Why do we keep inviting him to these board meetings? And also, why is no one bringing up the fact that Mickey Mouse has an opinion at these things? Fuck you. You're fired too. You piece of shit. You'll never work here. Anyway, so yes.
Okay, so that's my theory is that I'm guessing she's not coming back because she's able to do this. But I also read her lawyers tried to renegotiate her contract when they found out that it was going to be released on streaming and Disney did not respond. Literally, Mickey was like, delete the email. I didn't
ghost
see anything.
Her ass.
Nobody saw anything or else.
Oh,
so.
Shit. Yes, that makes sense. Because, I mean, that's the thing. That's why a lot of people were mentioning how other people in similar situations in the film industry, like the studio's just like, yeah, yeah, here. Like, we get it. Here's the money. Because I know in your mind, that back end makes up a significant portion of what even brings you to the table to do a film. So, whatever. Next trending topic is Shake Shack. Danny Meyer, who owns Shake Shack and a few other restaurants, he has announced that he will require vaccinations for employees and customers.
Good.
So this is the beginnings, I think, we see of many places beginning to figure out, like, how are we going to set the norms? Because clearly the government isn't interested in doing that. So, like, everything private enterprise will just start being like, okay, you know what? That's what we need. And if you want to work here, you want to eat here, that's the only way we can keep our business going. And I don't know what we'll see what happens. We'll see if other restaurants follow them, but
I guess so.
I wonder if Shake Shack is enough to get people to get vaccinated.
No, cut to Twitter in 2 days being like, I went to Shake Shack, I bought a burger, and then I threw it away. Technically, I did give them money, but like,
yeah.
I threw
Here
it
we
away.
Go. Boo.
And it's on Twitter now. So there you go, Shake Shack. Thanks for coming for my civil liberties.
And then they're like, wait, hold on. How did you get in there if they're not even letting unvaccinated people in? They're like, oh, I'm vaccinated, but I just... People don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's...
I have a whole influencer brand based off of me being duplicitous and insincere and just, you know, just getting more people to feel uneasy about things. So,
you know, it's really unfortunate and everyone should get vaccinated. And my mom always likes to tell me, we're so lucky. We have so many civil liberties that we don't deserve. Mother, like, y'all don't deserve.
I like
all these
that
civil liberties.
Somebody's like, man, if you knew what the fuck was going on some other places,
like,
y'all don't deserve
what
shit.
It's like, okay, yeah. All you guys do is complain while that's they're not... trying to help you,
right? And I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna fucking take care of my kids. They're like, excuse you, here, maybe you might be better off going to these places you keep vilifying in your tweets. You might like it there because they got shit under control. And before we go to break, I just want to talk about House of Gucci is trending because there's this picture of Jared Leto that has come out. Is he Gucci in this picture? That's him?
No.
He's Gucci? Who is he in this movie?
I believe Adam Driver is supposed to be Gucci.
Oh, he's Gucci? I don't know anything about anything when it comes to the history of Gucci or whatever. I just know they like to be real racially insensitive with some of their designs. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's playing Maurizio Gucci, and Jared Leto is playing Paolo Gucci, and Al Pacino, who looks like Will Ferrell in these promo pictures, is playing Aldo Gucci.
So I'm assuming it's the father, grandfather.
And son. Jeremy Irons is Rodolfo Gucci. Damn. So where are these Gucci people now? I feel like if you had the Gucci last name, like you would be like one of these terrible influencers. You're like, it's me, Trey Gucci. Well,
the Gucci, I mean, this movie is about the murder of Gucci. His wife
what
killed
happened? Him. He died like that? Oh, honestly, I don't know shit. Wait, who killed who? Oh, yes. The turbulent marriage and divorce of Patrizia and Maurizio Gucci. And Patrizia mm-hmm. is Lady Gaga. Maurizio mm-hmm. is Adam Driver, who is also a centaur, I believe, in a Burberry ad. But yeah. That is interesting. Okay. And that's what's Gucci. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back to talk about some other things.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And it's let's a couple more trends. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Because I love wings. Yep. You just pulled a face. You're like, what is he doing?
What was the wing? Is that a chicken?
Yeah. That, that's my version of a chicken. There is a chicken wing shortage at the moment. And I know Wingstop started to do fried thighs, which I'm not mad at because dark meat, it just, that's where all the fat is. That's where all the moisture is. But it's chicken wing day. So I just want to say shout out to Flats. That is the true wing. I'm not into drums. Drums get dry. I like the flats and I keep it lemon pepper. Next up, Suni Lee is trending because she won the gold medal in gymnastics, the individual all around. She's the fifth consecutive American to win that event. And she's the first Hmong American Olympian. So she's just doing all kinds of fancy shit. And it's funny for all like the worry and panic, like, oh my God, Simone Biles is out, and all the nationalistic fucking goons who are like, oh, way to give up on your country, as if you're and treating her like some workhorse. The fact is, we're stacked with talent. So even if she takes a step to the side, you have people like Suni Lee who comes through and wins the gold. So exciting for her. I was reading she had a very difficult year. Like her father was like partially paralyzed in 2019 before she had to go to like the world championships because he fell out of like a off a ladder trying to trim a tree and stuff. But hey, she did her thing and looked great.
It really shows how like mentally strong these women are to just continue on. I mean, I feel like we did not give Simone Biles the respect she deserved coming out of the fact that she was sexually abused by Larry Nassar.
Yep. That one gets glossed over real quick.
Came out and continued to train and perform and compete. And then we have the nerve to be like, why is she quitting? It's like, back off. She doesn't even have to be here. She does not have to be here.
You're not owed Simone Biles having to perform or compete like that. She is her own fucking human being. And every, you know, why the fuck aren't you there then, asshole?
She's a human being who also happens to be really good at gymnastics.
Yeah. That's what her cousins say all the time when like her family's just like, oh, Simone's so talented. And there's one cousin's like, Simone is just a human who happens to be one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. Can we just focus on Simone, just the regular person, the one that used to pee her bed a lot?
Yeah, well, that's shade. I'm saying it as in give respect she has human emotions.
100%.
And is allowed to make decisions that protect her soul.
It's really interesting to watch this like wave of athletes really taking their mental health under their own control and acknowledging that that is a vital part to even compete. You can't, it's not, there aren't many people who can just be a mess and still compete. Like there's a lot of things you have to consider. We've heard about the twisties, which is the thing she was saying that she felt she was disoriented and losing focus in the middle of her, like her vaults and all these other things that could potentially injure her. So yeah.
Remember that time I was like, we were on tour and I was like really bummed out because I was getting a bunch of bad reviews on my podcast and I was like crying and I was like, I don't think I can podcast. Imagine if I had to go compete in the Olympics. I was like,
oh my God,
do it without me. Leave me to die.
Leave me to die. But Anna, you're our chance at gold. Who am I anyway?
They are beyond like strong people who can even get out there to begin with. Like I can barely do a podcast if I stub my toe. Okay.
Yeah.
So show them respect for acknowledging that they need a moment to themselves and not have to compete.
Again, just realize we're all fucking people. No one is some superhuman who's completely immune to having emotional ups and downs and having to take care of themselves. That's every fucking person on this planet. And if you deny people their agency to take care of themselves, that's fucked up. And you should really think about that. And I wish you the ability to take care of yourself because people need to take care of themselves. That's fucking number one. Fuck whatever the fuck else you think you're owed. Like people like Pierce Morgan is like, she let her country down. Man, you a fucking letdown, bro.
You're the worst.
Anyway, and finally, Fred Durst is trending. Because Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit is rocking a very interesting look. Apparently, he deleted all his Instagram pics and then posted this image where he looks all like forlorn and he's rocking like 70s hair and a horseshoe and like some caption about the 70s.
Thirsty. He's trying to get those endorphin hits. with all the likes.
He's just like, come on. And people are like, what the fuck? Yo, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it might have backfired. But you know what? Look, he's a person who's aging, getting older, doing his thing, getting a haircut.
But yeah, I mean, he's clearly like, even in the room he's in, it looks like it's a very 70s vibe in there. So I'm thinking about maybe it could be a role. Sean O'Connor on Twitter said, Durst looks like he's going into flipping houses on HGTV. He does kind of have that weird, like, I don't know, whatever. Shout out to Fred Durst. If you're in the LA area, he's always at the Studio City Farmers Market. He's always at a farmers market in the valley on a Sunday with his kid. I've noticed that. So we'll see if he's still rocking that hair. But they say, is he performing, I guess, at Lollapalooza? So maybe it's for Lollapalooza. I don't know.
So it sounds like he's just leaning into dad vibes, because he literally posted another photo that said dad vibes.
Maybe that's it. He's like, sorry, I'm just trying to look like my favorite uncle. This is how he used to dress.
I'm tired of trying to pretend to be young. I just am who I am. I'm an older man. And, you know, I no longer care for the nookie. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And because, you know, you can stick it up your yeah. If you guys knew how heavy this backwards red Yankee fitted cap lays on my head, you wouldn't want to wear it either. But all right, well, he's a legend. All right, well, that's it for today. That's what's trending. We'll be back tomorrow. We got the whole regular episode with great guests, great banter, great analysis. And, you know, until next time, I've been Miles. That's been Anna. Thank you for joining me, Anna. Please.
Meow.
Oh, that's my new catchphrase. We love it. Check her out at her Meow the Musical she's doing. But also, guys, don't forget, please get vaccinated if you're able to. Wear a mask, because we're still in the middle of a pandemic. Help somebody else out if you can, and take care of yourself. By golly, please take care of number one. Other than that, peace and blessings and love to you. We'll be back later on. Bye.
Ashamalam alaikum.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.